Dr. Rexroad, please start your testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As a former beekeeper myself, I'm pleased to be here today, Mr. Chairman and distinguished members of the subcommittee. I am Karen Rexroad, the Associate Administrator of the Agricultural Research Service. I'm speaking today on behalf of the Agricultural Research Service and the Cooperative State Research, Education, and Extension Service Department. ARS is the department's primary intramural research agency, and CSRES is a primary extramural funding agency of the department. Before I begin, I would ask that my written statement be made part of the record, and I will summarize my remarks.
Without objection, so ordered.
Thank you for the opportunity to appear today before the subcommittee to present testimony about USDA efforts to address the problem of colony collapse disorder, known as CCD. I will provide you with a brief overview of the disorder, as well as a summary of our research and our efforts addressing the problem. Beginning in October of 2006, beekeepers became alarmed that the honeybee colonies were dying across the continental United States, reporting unexplained losses of 30% to 90%. These outbreaks of unexplained colony collapse pose a threat to the pollination industry, the production of commercial honey, and the production of at least 30% of our nation's crops. Furthermore, with pests and diseases of bees increasing over the last two decades, we have reached a critical point for the bee industries. ARS and CSRES are both conducting and funding research to determine the cause of the sudden collapse of bee colonies. We have a number of theories that we'll talk about briefly. One important thing, as you mentioned, is immunosuppression and stress on bees. Based on research conducted by the Colony Collapse Disorder Working Group, a collaboration of researchers from government, universities, and other partners, we believe that some form of stress may be suppressing immune systems of bees, ultimately contributing to CCD. I will discuss what we consider four causes of bee stress: varroa mites, pathogens, migratory stress, and pesticides, as well as what we are doing to counter these stresses. Varroa mites invaded the United States in the 1980s and have been linked to a serious colony decline. If you'll notice, if you walk through the clover in the yard barefoot, you'll no longer be stung by a honeybee. Very unfortunate. During this time, USDA has put considerable effort into finding solutions to the varroa crisis. ARS labs developed several control methods, and researchers are conducting genetic research to breed bees that are resistant to mites. Work funded by CSRES through the National Research Initiative is addressing suppression of varroa mite reproduction. Pathogens also may be contributing, either by killing bees directly or compromising their immune system. Bee viruses, of which we know not nearly enough, can cause brain pathologies and contribute also to immunosuppression. We need better tests and research on bee viruses. We need to know the role of varroa mites also in transmitting viruses or enhancing viral diseases of bees. A new species of Nosema, Microsporidium, may be relatively new to this country. We're trying to determine that and to correlate its appearance and distribution with CCD. If we understand these things better, we will try to replicate CCD, and then we will develop interventions to reduce the impact of these stresses on bees. CSRES is funding granting investigations on genetic and cultural methods to control Nosema apis disease, as well as study mechanisms of disease virulence, transmission, and epidemiology in honeybees. Migratory stress may also contribute to CCD. It is common for as many as 10% of the colonies to die after transportation, with losses of 30% possible after the pollination of some crops. ARS has recently begun investigating the effects of migratory stress and will continue to do so. Many pesticides are toxic to bees. Some may take cause bee colonies to be susceptible to stress and disease, and others may impair neurological function, and we know that the loss of bees from the colony is a sure sign of CCD. Stress impairment of bee brain function may be then linked to this disappearance. We plan to study the effects of pesticides on bee brains and to test the effects of pesticides on bees in the apiary. Field studies will also determine if pesticides are harming bees in the field. While we continue to look for the causes of CCD, ARS will initiate a multi-year project to improve bee health through improving nutrition of the colonies to increase their ability to handle stressful situations. Mr. Chairman, ARS and CSRES, in collaboration with our other agencies, private institutions, and with the universities, conduct and fund research that addresses the paradigm surrounding CCD. We are pleased to be a part of this effort to improve bee health and prevent colony collapse syndrome, and to support then the pollination industry, beekeepers, and agricultural producers across the nation. We thank you for the opportunity to share our work with you, Mr. Chairman. This concludes my remarks, and I would be pleased to answer questions as you may.